Well, the idea of supporting self-efficacy is huge in benefits planning in general, and in some of these cases in particular, because it's you don't want to take people's power away from them. You know, you don't build a relationship by telling people what to do. You know, it kind of goes back to what I was talking about with benefits planners, who a lot of times make that judgment and say, well, the idea of benefits planning is to help you keep your benefits forever. And the reality is that's not what it's about. It's about giving this person the information they need to make choices on their own. Okay. And respecting people's ability to do that, you know. In so many cases, over the years in mental health, I see that folks, are told what to do, you know, with the goal of keeping them out of the hospital or you know, keeping them stable. Okay? And they're not given options. You know, and it's starting to change. It's a really neat thing with the whole recovery movement towards recovery. You know, you see people getting to make choices for themselves, and it's so important. And it's so crucial when you're trying to build a relationship with somebody. You know, benefits planning shouldn't be about spitting a bunch of information back at people. It should be about having a conversation to really discuss their fears, and the information that they need in order to make a good decision about their future.